years, whom I see on my regular rounds. One fellow with a big white mustache in my neighborhood, and the other invariably wearing a Purdue t-shirt down by the Huntington Beach pier. Both men cannot be said to be gliding any more than I am, but both seem to be enjoying themselves and are motoring along as they have been for years and years. Their commitment, their example, their energy inspire me. They are, I think, at least a decade ahead of me in years, so I tell myself that as long as they are out there, I have at least 10 years of morning runs ahead of me. They have kept their energy for running going. So can I. Nowhere is the principle of energy transfer more obvious than in sports and in teaching. A player of any game at any time who doesn't bring his or her energy with them is an albatross on the team and a ticket to losing. All the talent in the world cannot compensate for the drive that accompanies an energetic effort. Similarly, I can tell if learning is underway in a classroom simply by the amount of energy on display at the front of the room. Energy and persistence alter all things, said Benjamin Franklin. The love of living at full speed and with full commitment transforms every field of endeavor. In October 2012, I arrived in Dallas to moderate a debate between James Carville and his wife, Mary Madeline, before a group of successful trial lawyers, the members of the Products Liability Advisory Council. I'm no trial lawyer, but my law partner and very successful defense counsel and PLAC member, Gary Walensky, wrangled me into the gig. The biggest problem was not my lack of expertise in products liability matters. Hugh Young, who captains the council, is both a high achiever and something of a sadist. He scheduled the kickoff breakfast debate for 7:30 a.m. on the morning after the first presidential debate between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney, which had been held in Denver and featured a memorable thrashing of the president by the governor. After broadcasting a special six-hour show the evening before, I showed up bleary-eyed and wondering if Carville would even make it to the event. James had been the featured analyst on CNN as late as I had been on radio, and he had to fly into Dallas from Denver, the site of the presidential debate, that morning. Carville did, of course, arrive, and fortified by coffee, put on his full game face and launched into one of the very best back-and-forths that I have ever heard on what all the country had just seen, including a memorable soliloquy on how hard, really and truly hard, it is to endure a presidential race. Mary Madeline, the other half of the best platform duo in all America, no doubt helped him turn in this power performance, giving him energy as she kept up an amazing stream of anecdote, insight, and humor. When we exited the stage, I paused to thank them both for a great 90 minutes and told James I particularly appreciated